Welcome to our podcast, Become Her Sis, from Avid Artistry with Amanda and Shelby,
where we help women become confident to believe in themselves. We teach self-love tools, mindfulness, and how to achieve your dreams and goals. Boom shakalaka.
Yeah!
Hey! What is up, Sunnies? It's Amanda and your girl, Shelby.
Hi, good morning.
Yes, and we're here from Avid Artistry, and today we're going to dive into something that often gets overlooked in our journeys, celebrating small wins. We're conditioned to only celebrate the big milestones, a new job, a weight loss goal, or a finished product, but what about the steps that got us there? That's where the transformation really happens. So, Miss Shelby, what do you think celebrating the small wins means to you?
For me, it's acknowledging your small victories.
Yeah. Because that's what, like, it leads up to your big one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Small steps.
Yep.
Like, we have been recording this for a while now, and now we're on season two.
Yeah.
So, yeah, couldn't agree more. Small victories that lead to big ones. Okay, so right here it says transformation isn't built on one giant leap. It's the daily habits, the small choices, the moments you showed up for yourself when no one was watching. Each small win is proof that you are building trust within yourself, and that trust, it snowballs into massive change. So that kind of goes along with what we were saying. I also have, when we only celebrate the end goal, we miss out on the joy of the process. The progress is worth honoring. Do you drink water? Did you drink water today instead of grabbing that soda? Did you journal instead of scrolling? Did you speak up for yourself when you normally would have stayed quiet? Those are victories. Treat them as such. So what are some tips that you have?
I have reward and reinforce. Positive affirmations, document it, which you just said.
Yeah.
Document it and acknowledge it. Reflect with gratitude and maintain momentum.
Yes. I love that. Okay. So how do you practice it?
For me, I treat myself. I'll go get my favorite coffee. I will go get one of my books that I have on my to read list. Mm-hmm. Go walk around and explore the bookstore.
Yes.
Hobbies, getting out, going and ride bikes, just little things.
Mine's usually the Amazon cart or Bath and Body Works.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one,
too. The candle sale just ended. You best believe I just got myself two. I'm just saying. So, yeah, usually it's for me on a checkout. I have a shopping problem for sure when I'm feeling juicy about myself. But really, it's just, for me, when I'm celebrating big wins, I like to just be alone, if that makes sense, and just, like, process, you know, where I've came from, what I'm doing, where I'm going.
Just a moment to take everything in.
Yeah, like, a solitude for me is celebrating, you know what I mean?
And it's kind of like a mind break, because, like, when we do conventions or things, like, we are constantly going, and, like, transfer of energy because we're pouring into so many people, like, with compliments and love and positivity, because you have so many people that are unhappy with themselves, and we're like, no, like, you're beautiful. Like, no, you don't need to lose weight. Like, just love yourself.
Right.
And
minor plug here, see us at the tattoo convention October 3rd through 5th. But
so it, like, it takes a toll on you, like, it not in a bad way, but just it's nice to kind of take that time for yourself to wind down and, like, really
process.
Be in the moment and be grateful and kind of look at everything that you went through.
Yeah.
You said steps, everything you went through to get there.
Yeah, progress.
Yeah,
all of that. Yes. Okay, so quotes, what do you have?
I have celebrate all wins, big and small, as they shape your journey, making you stronger and wiser, by Adele Weiss.
I love that.
And then my second one I have, if you don't take the time to express gratitude and appreciation for what you've done in your life, you'll never be satisfied and continue to stay stuck, unknown.
Huh. Right.
Touched on. Bing. What we just talked about.
Literally. And it kind of goes back to like chocolate. If you don't eat that damn chocolate bar, you're going to think about it for a week until you have the damn chocolate bar.
Hey, chocolate has endorphins that make you happy.
Yeah.
So any chocolate makes you happy. There's nothing right. wrong with having a little chocolate.
So celebrate the small wins or you'll never be satisfied with the big win. I like that.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's goosies. They start on my shins. Look, here they come. I can feel them. Okay, so my quotes are, great things are not done by impulse, but by a series of small things brought together. Vincent van Gogh. Himself.
Yeah.
Every stroke of the brush or whatever he's doing, artist things. You know what I mean? Like, ooh, I did that one.
And
ooh,
what's crazy, I did that one. And then, ooh. They were, like, not good at just one thing. Like, they did multiple things. Like, they right. were also artists, but he could... I'm trying to think of who it was, but he was, like, a botanist and, like, mm-hmm. like multiple things. They never just did one thing right. and was content. There was always room for growth, and everybody always wanted to do more things, right. you know?
Yes. So, I also have, don't wait until you've reached your goal to be proud of yourself. Be proud of every step you take forward reaching that goal. Unknown. So, again, small wins
yep.
are everything, especially when it's leading up to the big win. Because mm-hmm. I remember when I first started, I would have big wins, and I'd be like, okay, what's next?
That, you didn't really celebrate it. You was just yeah. on to the next.
Yeah. Now I'm like, I have shenanigans, like we already talked about this morning.
Yeah.
Our little wins that we've already had that are going to lead up to big wins within the next month. So... freaking excited. Okay, so what is your homework?
Before I hit that, I have one thing that I saved that I wanted to read. It says, my therapist asked me, how often do you celebrate your wins? How do you cheer yourself on? And it just hit me that I move on to the next thing very quickly. Please take a moment to acknowledge all that you've done this year and celebrate yourself.
Right.
Okay, and then on to my task. I challenge you to celebrate one thing every Friday for a month, whether it's finishing a book, a to-do list, going to the gym, resting, eating healthy, whatever that means to you.
I love that. And like my yin-yang girl, I swear we're too, like, look at, we just walked in together with our flannels on. Sweater weather is already upon us.
Didn't even plan it. This happened. Right.
What the heck? Okay, so my homework kind of ties into hers. Hers is every Friday, and I said every night before bed, write down three things that you did well that day, no matter how small. Then choose one of those wins to actually celebrate, whether that's a happy dance in your kitchen. You could do it nudie if you want to.
Yeah.
Whatever, girl. A text to a friend or treating yourself to something small. By the end of the week, you'll not only see progress, but you'll feel more connected by the journey itself. So, again, tie it together.
Yeah.
So, just remember that transformation isn't about waiting until the finish line. It's loving and celebrating yourself every step of the way. Small wins are big energy. Keep stacking them and watch how far you go. So, girl, what the hell are you on? Yin yang. Thank you so much for all of your juiciness. I love that therapist quote that you read off your phone.
Yeah, I read that and I was like, it literally hits because it makes you think. Like,
right.
How do you? Do you take that time for yourself?
No, we just go.
No.
Most of us are moms. You know, we have full-time jobs. All of the little hustles and bustles, and we just, one from the next. Like, oh, I picked up the kids. Now I gotta go do
grocery shop and go home and cook and make sure homework's done and everybody's to bed on time.
Right.
And
so instead, let's say, oh, good job, Amanda. You stopped for gas today. You didn't run out of gas on the side of the road and the kids had to walk. You know, that has happened before.
Hey, you made your bed today.
I did.
Little things.
I've started doing that. Like, every day, make my bed in the morning and then, you know, light my little candles or whatever I need to do and just, like, have a moment of me time.
Yeah.
Quiet me time, whatever that means. I need to stop scrolling at that time. Okay. We're working on things. We're working on this together, you guys. But yeah, thank you so much for being here, Michelle. I love twinning with you.
Yes, Mia.
Okay, guys, you have your homework, and we'll see you next week. And yeah, keep going and celebrate every little thing that you do, because it adds up to the big, huge celebration. Thank you so much for being here and listening. And until next week, bye.
Bye. We love you.
See you. Fine.